Here with the business news is Petula.
Thanks, Audrey. The deadline for an agreement between the EU and US on what import taxes will be levied on companies trading with the United States has been moved to August 1st. Will a trade agreement be reached that satisfies both sides and gives businesses and consumers certainty? Let's get the view from KPMG. Its economic outlook has been published today and it says Ireland's economy is showing resilience despite multiple headwinds. We're joined by Dr. Darragh McCreel, head economist at KPMG. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
Thank you for coming in to us. Ireland's economy has been resilient for the first half of the year, and this was at a time of great uncertainty, particularly for exporters. What do you put that resilience down to?
So over the past 10 years, since about 2016, we've faced a range of challenges. COVID, the crisis in the Ukraine, and since late last year, the election of President Trump. We've shown resilience throughout that period. Exports have continued to grow. We've continued to grow the labour market throughout that period too. So our expectation is that we'll be able to withstand any of the pressures that are going to arise in relation to tariffs. Now, obviously, at the moment, there's uncertainty in relation to that. Things have been delayed until the 1st of August. That's, I suppose, a good sign because it indicates that President Trump wants to find some kind of agreement. Obviously, that uncertainty, though, continues for exporters and for multinationals and for Indigenous Irish businesses. But our expectation internally and amongst our clients in the US and in Europe is that an agreement will be reached. Now, the question is around what kind of exceptions will be agreed as well. It's uncertain as to whether there'll be exceptions in relation to pharmaceuticals, but in general, there is an expectation that there'll be exceptions in relation to some elements of the aviation and airline sector and some elements of the drink sector. So, in general, we need to be optimistic about these things. There are silver linings. There are opportunities for Irish exporters to continue to grow and to find new markets. And I suppose the track record is that the Irish economy has withstood these pressures over recent years.
Will the economy be able to handle a 10% US tariff?
My opinion is yes. Over the past 6 to 9 months, it has withstood those tariffs to date because they've already been in place. Many exporters have been able to anticipate what's been happening and they've exported to the US in advance of any potential higher rises in those tariffs. Many exporters have already baked in the 10% tariffs over the coming months. You know, in the first couple of months this year, GDP grew by nearly 10% based on the CSO. That's because many exporters wanted to get ahead of any changes. So again, the track record over the past 6 months has been that we have shown resilience and that Irish exporters are agile and are going to be able to withstand those pressures.
I've heard it said that the tariff threat might help to dampen down the heat in the economy. Would you agree with that?
So the Irish economy, in comparison to many other economies in Europe, is facing significant pressures internally. So by way of example, our population is growing at amongst the highest rates among other countries in Europe and in the Eurozone. We're adding 50,000 jobs a year. Dublin, for example, is the fourth most congested city in Europe, according to the TomTom Index. So there are clear pressures. But at the same time, we have a good domestic base, whether it's in construction, whether it's in ICT or pharmaceuticals. And some people have said that President Trump's tariffs could in fact be a good thing for the Irish economy because they might dampen pressure. But in reality, most economies want to grow at all times, and so does the Irish economy. So yes, to a degree, the tariffs might dampen pressure, but that's not necessarily a good thing. The government needs to address many of these bottlenecks in housing, in healthcare, in infrastructure and so on. And so those challenges are, if anything, a dampener on Ireland's own prosperity and its potential.
We'll leave it there. Dr. Darragh McCreel from KPMG, thank you very much for coming into studio this morning. We'll have more business news in the next hour.